Marshall White, welcome.
It's good to be here.
Now, your Voices of Unity Choir has shared their music and message with the world. So would you tell us, what is that message?
Well, the message of the Voices of Unity, that's a good question, you know? Nobody has ever asked me that. The message is unite and empower. The message is bringing people together and helping them to embrace, engage, and value all cultures. And music that is, in a lot of cases, composed around major and various cultures. So Voices of Unity program is a life-preparing, transformational experience for young people.
Well put, and certainly a worthy cause. What is it about music that makes it a perfect medium for achieving that, do you think?
I think music is a message that penetrates any biases or any messages that are promoted by dogma or religion or things like that. Music cuts through all of that and begins to move on the heart and the spirit and the soul of the person, not the intellect. And that's why we call it soulful art forms. The soulful art forms focus on the emotion, the expression, and experience of the message.
And certainly makes sense. So you founded your Unity Performing Arts Foundation and launched the first artistic program, the Voices of Unity Youth Choir, in 2000. Where's it gone from there?
Well, let's go back to 1993. We spent 7 years planning this before we launched it. So before Unity was even started, we had a snapshot and a picture of the organization.
Okay.
And the direction it was going for the next 20 years or more. When you look at that, that is amazing. When you take the time to truly systematically, strategically design the concept, that means the concept has a lot more validity outside of the art form. And so when we took that time to do that, we were looking at something that would go far beyond Fort Wayne and become an icon in the country and an icon in the world, so that young people all over the world, all over the country, would have a platform where they could come and the best part of them would be nurtured and cultivated. Because our goal is to find kids who have very raw potential, but need to be nurtured and cultivated and trained and developed. And that's really what Unity has done in the last 17 years, is taken this concept and said, okay, we are going to develop great people. We are going to manufacture great people from this community and send them out into the world. And then when those people are communicated with, where do you come from? Oh, Fort Wayne. Oh, well, where did you get your training? And we hear this a lot. Oh, well, I was a part of Unity Performing Arts Foundation. What that does is begin to develop the image of the community, raise the image levels of this community.
They become spokesmen.
Absolutely.
Then with that kind of a base and that kind of development and plan before you started and having worked on that in the last 17 years, now your new Unity Performing Arts Foundation facility is about to open. So what's that going to mean for your organization?
The Unity Performing Arts Program and Training Center will be on the Ivy Tech campus. Now, we're on the IPFW campus, our administrative offices, and then we rehearsal the Voices of Unity also. IPFW is our home. We've been there since we started the organization. Now, the Ivy Tech concept is a new partnership that we're creating that's going to allow us to execute more of our programming. And for the last 16 years, we've really only had the Voices of Unity launched and the Expression program, which is our creative writing program. Well, there are four more creative programs that we want to launch.
Okay.
Plus our whole entire youth development and educational concept. We will be able to do that in the new program and training center. Not only that, but to open up more community-based training as well in so many different areas that we have been wanting to do but can't because we didn't have the space to do it.
As well as attracting more youth.
Definitely. When you launch more programming, you definitely will.
And you have to want to include everyone.
Right. And I've been questioned, why did you want to have so many different disciplines? Well, my concept was everybody doesn't sing. And everybody doesn't dance, and everybody doesn't play an instrument. And that philosophy is true because there are kids who have come to us who could not sing, can't dance, have no coordination, but want to do something to be a part of the concept. And so we've had to become all-inclusive and very comprehensive in order to create a platform that would accommodate multiple different scenarios. I'm excited about that because I think When you think about the arts in Fort Wayne, there is no one-stop shop in the arts.
That's true.
And it should be, because in the 21st century, you have multiple families who are single. And you have mothers driving kids everywhere. So you got kids going over here for violin lesson, and going over here for dance, and going over here for theater, and going over, I mean, all over the city. Why not create an environment that allows children to experience those art forms in one area? And that's the Unity model.
Great one, and good luck, of course, with that. I have a feeling that you're gonna nail it.
Oh, I have no doubt, Julie.
Okay, one thing that I know you enjoy doing is having the praise celebrations, and coming up, you have the first one in 2018. What a great way to start the year out, right? Tell us a little bit about that, what it's going to involve, and what those kind of services mean to you.
In the Unity model, the end of the season concert and the praise celebration concerts are concerts in which we are able to showcase the kids' artistic abilities and their intellectual capacity.
Big time.
Big time. So putting them on stage in front of thousands of people and giving them a platform to talk to the audience and to have a dialogue on the stage with the audience, and then to demonstrate an artistic discipline throughout a performance that just stuns the audience. And so our concerts are platforms for kids to experience professional people. So we have professional artists on stage. We have professional musicians, string instruments, band, horns, dancers, lights, cameras, action. So this child who is experiencing this over the years, when he gets ready to go to college, he's already known what it feels like to be on a high-profile stage. And so going to Broadway for him is just getting the opportunity. Last month, I went to Broadway to see one of our first kids on Broadway. That experience, the rehearsal structure, everything is already in that child from being on that stage at Unity. That's a powerful platform give kids at a young age. And the other thing we like about our concerts is that it just draws all people. The environment is diverse.
And it's a good show.
It's a good show. And the kids go out and they see this packed house and they see all kinds of people out there. I mean, what does that do to a child's psyche? It makes the kid feel important. And that child is not going to do drugs. That child is not going to be in gangs. That kid is going to try to do something in his life to continue to make him feel like he's important. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That's
so I'm hoping everybody will come out to Praise Celebration. It happens to be our church music concert. So what we do is we present church music to the artistic public so that they can understand what it means to hear praise and worship music. Then we invite guest worship leaders from different churches in the community to sing with the kids. So you're giving these worship leaders an opportunity to sing with these children in this professional setting. In a lot of cases, it's intimidating to the singers. They have to go, whoa, I didn't realize that these kids were like this. But it's very fun and it's refreshing.
Yeah. And a win-win, sounds like all the way around. I know you have a wonderful, wonderful plan going at all times. I think you might have been born with a wonderful plan. In the meantime, do you have a dream list? And if so, what would you dream up?
Dreaming has become something I have now began to encourage. It's not something that I engage in.
All right.
I constantly teach the children how to dream, because I think dreaming gives kids hope, and that hope gives them a reason to live. So instead of me sitting by dreaming any longer, what I'm doing now is teaching the next generation how to dream. I'm living my dreams. I'm literally in a fulfilled mechanism right now. I'm enjoying what I dreamed 20, 25 years ago. Now, what I hope for the future is that vision that is still now being fulfilled will continue to move forward and be uncovered and revealed to our community and to the world. That's really my focus now, is to watch this vision unfold and to see that every aspect of this vision becomes a reality. I have enjoyed watching 2000 become 2017, and I'm going to enjoy watching 2018 become whatever, because I'm still enjoying just watching this unfold.
That's the dream that you like to
see. That's my dream list. Yeah. This will take me to the end of my journey.
And it's all about the journey.
That's about the journey. And that's, I found the path that I must live out. And it's beautiful.
All right, Marshall, I know you've got work to do, so very last question. What kind of an empowerment is it to you to empower others, especially every one of those young folks you have empowered, and especially through music?
To give people the authority to do something, that's what empowerment is. That is stimulating and invigorating for me. See, from Monday to Friday, I play the CEO role. So I'm up in the palace area, working and meeting with all of the potential partners and business and donors and all that. But on Friday evening, I make this transition to prepare to be in the trenches for the weekend. It is the most rewarding experience to come down off the throne position and to come down to the trenches among the students. That empowerment that I am now giving these kids invigorates me. It energizes me. It gives me a sense of strength. And so watching a kid get it just takes me to space. Just because you're saying the right thing, though, doesn't mean everybody's going to get it and everybody's going to process it and everybody's going to receive it. So when a kid finally gets it, that makes you feel like, wow, we finally got to this child. That has given me the energy and the strength that I need to do the big job, and that is to continue to communicate the vision to business owners and to inspire people to invest into the program, into the concept. That Saturday and Sunday infuses me from Monday through Friday.
Marshall White is founder and CEO of Unity Performing Arts Foundation and director life coach for the Voices of Unity Youth Choir. Marshall, thank you so much for making time to join us today. Blessings to you and those voices raised in song.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
See how lovely is your dwelling. O Lord Almighty, for my soul longs and even faints for you. For here my heart is satisfied within your presence.
Your voices.